For a lot of workers, the recent good news about the economy has been higher wages. Maybe you noticed this yourself. Paychecks have ticked up a bit after staying mostly flat for more than a generation. But now there are some signs that wage growth has peaked. Mike Regan is senior editor of Bloomberg News, and he is with us now. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
So after 40 years of mostly tepid wage growth, this joyride didn't last very long, did it? What's happening? What are you seeing out there?
Peter, I think it's helpful to think of this in similar terms to all the supply chain chaos we've all dealt with since the pandemic. In other words, when the economy reopened after the worst of the pandemic, there was a big mismatch in supply and demand for jobs. There were just way too many jobs than there were people looking to fill those jobs. So that's caused wages to go up pretty significantly. Average hourly earnings in April were up about 5.5%. That's more than twice the rate of change on average in the decade before. So like everything else, now that the world is hopefully getting more back to normal and things are normalizing further, the thinking is that those hot wage gains of 5.5% will come back to something closer towards the historical average, which was, again, about half of that.
I guess I should say that 5% wage growth or something more than that is still below the rate of inflation. So it's still tough for workers. On the other hand, maybe this isn't all so bad because the Fed and Wall Street have this fear of something called the wage price spiral, meaning that if wages keep going up really fast, inflation keeps going up too. Can you help us explain that?
Yeah, it's basically, if you think about it, if we're all dealing with higher prices for groceries and anything else we buy in our day-to-day life, we're going to start asking for bigger raises at our workplace. And then, well, companies are going to raise their prices even further to compensate for the higher wages they're paying out. And it kind of causes like a feedback loop between wages and consumer prices that can get out of control, why they call it a spiral. So for the Federal Reserve, they're kind of looking at the cooling down in wages as a good thing that will sort of help prevent that. And as a result, they can perhaps, if that happens, be a little less aggressive with the interest rate increases that they've been doing, because that's really their main tool for combating very strong inflation is to raise interest rates. And that obviously can have all sorts of headwinds to the economy and to corporate earnings, which explains, you know, Peter, why the stock market has been so weak this year.
Could there be a coexistence or a balance that would allow the Fed to bring or that would, you know, that where wages could come up without sparking inflation? Like, is there any way to do that?
Yeah, and that's historically in normal economic times that aren't as, you know, goofy, for lack of a better word, as this, that's kind of been the case. You know, you want a little bit of inflation in a strong economy. Falling prices or deflation is a much bigger issue. So the Fed's goal has always been 2% for inflation. They actually struggled to get it that high before the pandemic, and that's why they kept interest rates so low. And historically, average hourly earnings have been a little bit higher than that, less than 1% higher than what the inflation rate was. So that explains why it never quite felt like everyone was getting a big booming raise in their paycheck. But wages were increasing a little bit higher than inflation. And that is kind of, you know, the ideal economic scenario that they're trying to get back to.
We're going to leave it right there. Mike Regan, thanks so much.